Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Well, welcome back. Another show. Thank you so much. This is like the coolest listeners ever and viewers. We so appreciate you. I know that you hear that every week because, well, it's true. And you need to hear it because we appreciate it. We bring on the coolest people that are talking about taking the mission. And we say this often, and you would have heard it in the intro. It's just not about deciding, like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to step out of the box. I'm going to be an entrepreneur. I'm going to grab this. I'm going to do these really cool things in my life that I maybe don't know how to do, or I'm going to take a high risk deal here. But it's really about staying on the mission. What does it take to complete? Do you choose to expand? What else is going on? Did you completely, you know, pivot in your own world where you started off a business going in this direction and then something that you branched out into decided to take over the whole business? I mean, so many cool things can happen when you decide to say yes. I always say that entrepreneurship is the ongoing unfolding unforeseen. It's like, didn't see that coming. You know, met this guy at a coffee shop and all of a sudden, you know, we went down in this direction and all sorts of things happen. And we get to hear from people that are where they're at or starting or kind of at one finish line. But I'm super excited to bring these two guys back to the stage. So if you do not know, this is Ocean Baker from Natsukashi Inc. And I'm going to let him talk a little bit about what he does. But I'm sure if you're on our show and I'm sure if you're following our channels, then you know that this guy is a pretty hot fashion designer, artist, love in the streetwear scene and all the things. And then lucky us, we're able to bring back a guest that is doing the exact same thing. I'm watching him on social. I'm seeing him expand and I'm going to let him talk about that. But it is Deshaun D. Smooth. And he is going to talk about where he's at. And from the last time that we talked, and guys, I think we got together maybe about a year ago. I don't know. I didn't plan it that way, but I think, you know, unless it looks like we've all been doing 10 years of stuff, I'm pretty sure it's only been probably a year, maybe 8 months or something like that since we talked last time. But both of you, welcome back to Mission Accepted. And look at listeners, if there's anything that I want you to get from today's show, it's like, the cool stuff that happens when you hang in, the cool stuff that happens when you stay in the game, right? Like, you know, how many missions have we all signed up for since the first one? Probably quite a few. So Deshaun, welcome back to Mission Accepted. Maybe share with our audience kind of what do you do?
Yeah, thank you for having me back, Deb. This is awesome. It's good to see you guys again.
Yeah.
Well, like you mentioned, I'm D Smooth. I'm a DJ and not just a DJ, but I feel like I'm Utah's DJ. And simply, that just means I specialize in just about everything. I do weddings. I do corporate events. I DJ for the University of Utah men's basketball team, as you guys can see on my sweater here. Private events. I'm all over the place and all over the state. I really love what I do here.
Right on. So you're representing. That is very cool. And Mr. Ocean Baker, if you want to kind of let our audience know what it is that you're up to.
Hi. Up to right now is finishing the project for Brandi Phillips and getting it prepared for the Oscars event on March 2nd in LA. So that's my two biggest updates right now, since that's what I'm working on.
Absolutely. But you know what? Maybe there isn't people that know you. I know that's hard to imagine with all of the socials that we are all doing, all three of us. So what is Natsukashi Inc.? Like, what do you got going on there?
Yeah, Natsukashi Inc. is my clothing line. So I do fashion and clothing and artwork into one piece. So like luxury work. And so I just finished making products for this tattoo reality show. I do a lot of artwork, even some designs right here, like on my water bottle. So I do all that custom work. And it's my true passion.
Very, very cool. Well, you mentioned something about a tattoo show, and what I thought we would do is kind of, the last time, what were we talking about? What were we doing to kind of like what's going on here, and maybe some of what that took. So, Ocean, you just mentioned that you're doing something for a tattoo reality show, and I don't know if we talked about that last time. So maybe elaborate a little bit. You've been working on this project for a while, and kind of what was it like when you first heard about the project, and what is it taking you to get to this place now? If I know correctly, I believe you've just drawn 12 different pieces of art in a pretty short period of time. So maybe explain to us what that's been like.
Yeah, it's been cool. So it's 12 different designs for 12 different traumas. That's what her show is really about, is about people dealing with tattoos. And so I had to make 12 designs for 12 different traumas to represent those traumas in my drawing style. So I do a lot of the Japanese tattooing style already, so it already intertwines pretty well. But yeah, so like example, we had a snake was for one, but also suicide. So I had to research symptoms and symbolize. How do I symbolize it without being, just too blunt and obvious into a cool artwork piece that you don't really would know unless, you knew about the show and stuff. And like even like this one for the cat, like the if you can see, domestic violence. So you kind of had to represent like a cool design and artwork for the show, and it's going to be like on the merchandise, and people can wear it and all that good stuff.
Wow. So before I head over to you, Deshaun, the last thing I gotta wonder, Ocean, and I know that all of these designs are going to be up on your website. I also know that because I'm familiar with Brandy, who's the producer on the show, that every time someone purchases one of those, the money part of the proceeds are going to go to each of those 12 different charities, which is cool. But art is art, right? I mean, Deshaun, with music, like when someone's creating music and that can take a really long time. How did it feel having such a short, time period, having to do your craft under pressure? So what were some of the things that you did to be able to produce 12 pieces of art in a really tight time frame, having to study things like symbolism and colors and what it means? What are some of the things that someone out there who's under that same kind of pressure could use for themselves to get things like that done?
Oh, it's kind of difficult sometimes because you have like a block. Like I've known I had that like a couple times. This around was because there's 12 of them, so you're kind of like constantly drawing. It's sometimes you do have like that mental block, and then you gotta like kind of relax a little bit and just take a breather, get a head massage or something. But yeah, no, I kind of just. It's really cool because you get to see other artwork while you're trying to decide and figure out what to make for yourself. That always helps me a lot is when I look at other pieces or sometimes just walk around, you think of like an idea to clear your head. But yeah, it's cool because you get to make something. But yeah, sometimes it's just like you got that mental block and you can't think of anything.
Yeah, that's tough. So, Deshaun, what about yourself? I mean, you've been in business for a while now and there's changes. Like, please fill us in on from the last time that we talked to anything that you're doing now or that you've learned now or you've had to get new skills for now.
Yeah, so thanks for asking. I've been producing music now, so that's something I'm super excited about. Last year, my goal was to produce one song, and I got that one song completed in December. So literally at the tail end of the year, and already in 2025, I've already produced five songs. So I'm really in grind mode of producing more work. And I would just say, honestly, that's been the skill that I'm learning. Is learning how to hear music differently so that I can output it for those to hear it differently. And it's very cool to say, hey, this is my song. As a DJ, you're usually playing different artists' songs, but it's really cool to be able to say, that's my song coming from those speakers. So it's really been awesome on that journey of producing music so far.
And was there anything that you had to go through? I mean, maybe not, maybe it just became from a natural state, but I know that particularly when it's kind of like They always say that artists have a hard time speaking about themselves, and music's art and clothing's art and art's art, right? A good meal can be art. So, and sometimes it's hard to claim it, or sometimes it's hard to fame it. Do you know what I mean? Like, some people will paint pictures and like, no, I don't want to sell them. I'm really attached. Did you go through anything in deciding to put your music out instead of other people's music? Like, did you have to change your mind around things, or what was that like?
Yeah, the mindset definitely had to shift. I would say it was more so of stop holding myself back. You know, 10 years is going to go by whether you like it or not. So what are you going to do in the midst of that time? And it just simply was, let me invest in this equipment. Let me go ahead and invest in equipment. I'm going to go to YouTube University and just learn and educate myself. And I think that allowed me to, just put all that fear down and just say, I'm going to do this, and here we are, I am doing this.
Wow, that's very cool. Thank you. And Ocean, I know that I saw you're doing some pretty different things. You are just about to go to the Oscars. You were at the Emmys, or I don't know when we had a talk. I think you were on your way to the Emmys. What was it like for you? Like, how did you have to work through, early on in your business, going and having, give, and not only having people look at it, but you literally had to produce a piece of clothing. I believe it's the Emmys hats and the beautiful hats that just arrived for the Oscars. So you had to design something specifically for them. But what was it like handing over your art to people that, the world knows?
Yeah, it was super cool. Get to see people wearing and liking and telling them about the products we make and what's the means behind it. Like, this is one of the hats right now with all the little pins and stuff, what they represent, and saying it's all my artwork and them really like liking it and wearing it around the whole day and taking photos. That was super cool. And like, the stickers was a big one too, because we had a koi one then. So that people really love like the koi keychain and the koi stickers. And yeah, they got like compliments about them like from other booths, like people coming up to me and telling them like, oh, they're sick. Like, it was really cool to have that experience and meeting new people and getting new connections and kind of have a following down in LA now.
And what was it like? Deshaun talked about the mindset that, he had to invest in that, in what he was doing, and he was getting the equipment and what have you. And to me, it sounded like making that decision for himself. What was it like for you around your head? Like, were you nervous? Were you excited? Was it you were going into uncharted territories? You'd never done that before. What was that like?
It was a little bit of both, like definitely nervous but excited. But yeah, I think once the first guy came, he kind of like set the mood for the rest of the show, and it was just kind of like that nerves factor because you don't really know and you just haven't done it before, even though they're just like you're just talking to people. It's nothing like you're just talking to some person who's done some cool stuff in their life. So it's just, I don't know, you just subconsciously get like a little bit nervous. But no, it was really cool otherwise. Like, once you start it, you're going for the whole day. Like, once you start, you started.
You probably don't have much choice. They're coming anyways, whether you're nervous,
Yeah.
whether you're happy, whether you're excited or not. You're there. So that's the one thing about doing a
Yeah.
trade event, or I'm sure Deshaun, when you're at an event and you're deciding to put that song on, what is it that you're hoping with your music? So you've produced five songs this year already, and we are early in the year, and you closed out last year with one. So what is it that you're hoping happens with your music? Is it specifically for when you're DJing? Are you hoping to do a score of a movie one day? Are you like, where do you want your music to go? 'Cause you know what? Maybe someone's listening.
That's awesome. And I hope they are listening. Honestly, I feel like, well, I want my music to connect to the individual it needs to connect to. This is something that I feel like is for the world to hear. And therefore, I would love to already take the skill of DJing and the skill of now producing and combine the two. So being able to travel the world and being able to share my music on a world stage, like a festival, like Ultra, or some of these Ibiza clubs, like things like that seems very, very cool to me. I always wanted to like DJ in Dubai and like Tokyo. Like those are just a few of the places, but being on a big stage, actually sharing my music with the world is definitely a big dream of mine.
Right on, right on. Well, in talking about big dreams, because that's what everybody's dream is different and everyone's idea of a big dream is different. And when you take the risks or when you're taking on the mission or when you're taking it forward, it can just go in so many directions for people. And some people, they're like, it hits really quickly. And some people, their journey is longer. There's other things to consider, like family and finance and all the things, I'm sure, right? So, Ocean, what about for yourself? Last time that you talked, you were here on the show, you talked about the eventuality one day of hoping to have stores of your own. And so is that still something that you're looking for? Or is there something else that you've added to the dream list that you're hoping that your business takes you somewhere? Or?
I still think the storefront would be super sick. Like, I really want that still. Like, one day eventually it would be really cool. I'm trying to think what else would I, yeah, that's really what I want. And then just people be wearing it, like the clothes and talking about it and like being happy, like they actually got a piece and stuff and having that like art hanging on the wall. Like, that's really like something that'd be really cool and I'd really appreciate. But yeah, the storefront would be like a bigger dream. That'd be cool.
Right. I know that you've got a really big event coming up in Vancouver, Ocean, in August. And most people don't know that you do custom work because, of course, on your website, there's lots of your custom art on clothing. Maybe share with us a little bit on that's a pretty big event. Hey, it's kind of a world stage if you've ever been to Vancouver. And, there is a stage. And music to be said. What have you kind of, are you planning anything particular for you to be wearing maybe on that event?
Yeah, that would be a big one. That's in August. That's gonna be a lot of people coming up. It's a cool vendor. It has a like a stage. Last time we went there's a whole like music event that they're like judging like who's gonna win. So it's a pretty cool place. I think for me maybe some custom stuff. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, I do a lot of like custom work, and that would be a really big event. So that I have like new products that are just coming out for that, and all these special little events will happen there, and all of the announcements will happen there. So it's kind of one of the bigger ones for us in the year here in Vancouver. So that'd be super cool. Yeah, that's it'll be very exciting. A lot of people will come up from the States. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, I know that I know the club well. It's called the Biltmore for anyone who's listening out there, the Biltmore in Vancouver. There's a big stage. A lot of people go there in preparation for the bigger music houses and the bigger comedy houses. And we're looking at a fashion show and music, and there's some super cool sponsors that are going to do some super cool swag. It's always fun to get swag, right? I mean, I don't know. And we have criteria on swag, by the way. It's got to be swag. You got to go home and swagger. There's no go home and dump it out. You know what I mean? Like papers and business cards. So it's going to be the place to be. And I know that tickets are super reasonable. I mean, even the VIP is 188. And there's a beautiful red velvet area for VIP and lots of media. And I think there's three photographers at this point and videographers. It'll be a 300, 350 tight person, super cool event. So anyone out there that wants to come play. And what about for yourself, Deshaun? Like maybe share with us. What's it been like to, like, if you had to take any outside of, what you're talking about, have you had to take any risks? Is there something that, between last year and this year has you've really had to change, whether it's location, equipment, way of thinking, what's it been like?
Yeah, there's a few things that I was actually thinking about. Great question. I would say one of the things is being selfless and not just necessarily thinking about myself, but thinking about others around me, thinking about the community, and just really getting out there and serving. I really had a better understanding of that this past year. And to be more specifically, or be more specific, helping other DJs was something that I felt like not a lot of people do here. And that cannot just not just here, but probably everywhere. I just feel like the need to help others in your same niche should be more focused on. And that is something that I've been able to do. I started a YouTube channel, and every week I actually go on there and teach DJs how they can grow their careers from beginner to pro. And I just simply just hand out some tips and nuggets that help me along the way so that I can help those that are up and coming themselves there. And actually having workshops in person here in the state of Utah is something that I'm really more diving into now. And I'm already seeing a huge impact on that. So really just getting out there and giving myself to others so that I can help them out is really where the joy has been coming from. So yeah, hopefully that answered your question there.
No, it absolutely answers my question. And thank you for taking it in that direction because, when you, I think it's when you are in business for yourself, there's a understanding of what other people go through, whether it's your same sector or whether it's not. Like, there's like this, well, look at, we're all on here, and there, it's kind of like you see each other in a room and you kind of nod, or, there's people that are doing the same thing. And, part of our media company is pretty absorbed in this really huge women's project, and there was two women that left Hollywood North, right? And they produced 250 movies that we've all seen, and they're like, we want to start a women's community and we want to make an impact. And I'm like, okay, I'll teach you how we're, we'll teach you how we're doing it. And we're actually joining and doing a couple of events together because we have the same methodology, right? And I think when you do that, you grow. You grow personally, you grow spiritually, you grow in terms of how you live, and your message comes across. And I think it's incredible. And I really feel like this isn't, this is kind of maybe even in the last 5 years, the desire or the understanding of collaboration has been very big. I mean, you see it a lot in streetwear. You see a lot of people collaborating. You see in music, they used to be called duets. Now they're collaborating, right? And you'll see a lot of people coming together because when two people come together, it makes a bigger impact. But it is, it's not everybody. It's a decision that you make to share and rise above the concept of competition. Collaboration over competition. So that's very cool. It's very cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Ocean, what about you? Just overall in the last year, I mean, both of you've had such, if anyone was watching your guys's social, you would hear the words expand, gotten bigger, more out there. And I think both of you've really also postured yourself. You're grounding yourself in your own sectors. But in your everyday world, what is it like to deal with? Because you have to deal with everything that other people do, family, partners in your life, finance, you know what I mean? These decisions, like, I made a bit of money. Do I keep it? Do I put it back in? So, Ocean, you're just hitting the streets per se. You're just heading into your second year of business. What is it like for you to juggle all of that?
Yeah, it's you figure out, like, you kind of work with it, but yeah, no, it's really, really cool. I mean, this is what I've always wanted to do, right? So it's worth it for sure. And then you get to have some free time, and then you have to go to an office or a certain place, so it's like it's a little bit nicer because then you can work, and then you can still kind of spend time with people, but then, like, you still, like, finish your stuff,
Yeah.
but yeah, no, it's like that's always what I wanted. So I really appreciate where we've become and how much bigger we've becoming. And everyone joined the Patreon and seen the little update. I looked at it the other day ago. I was telling somebody about it, and they scanned the QR code on the art card. And then even I was looking through it recently. Oh, this is really cool. Like, you see all the little updates that we don't really talk about too often.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that. I mean, so what I'm hearing is that no matter what's kind of going on, you're feeling like it's worth it. And, sometimes I think the joy comes before the money. I think as long as you can see the future and you see kind of a return wherever people are at. I know for us, we've been in business, we're kind of rolling into our third decade for sure. And I always say it's steak and lobster, rice and peas. Every time we make a decision to go bigger, we're launching a TV channel. I mean, I said to Ocean, I'm like, okay, it's rice and peas time, that means that it's like honing in, and there's that dance that happens. For the people that don't know what Patreon is, I think it's important to highlight that, not only because Ocean has one, but also there's nothing wrong with just, let me explain what Patreon is for people that are out there. Patreon's a really cool platform that was created specifically for people that are more in the creatives, right? What these guys are doing, authors, producers, movies, books, what have you. And you may not be able to or want to purchase someone's book. Maybe it's not your thing, but you like them, you like what they're doing, you're following what they're doing, or you want to support somehow, right? And you can buy a piece of clothing from somebody, you can buy an album from somebody, you can hire someone for your wedding or whatever you, but they're like, I really love what you're doing and I really just want you to support your craft. I want to support you being in the arts. And the Patreon allows you to do that. And I've seen them start at $3. I've seen them start at 10, 15, 20. And what happens is there's these different levels. So you can, I know someone that just loves this writer, and so they give them $10 a month. It's like, I can give up, I can give up a coffee and a donut or whatever it is, right? And you just automatically pay it. And what happens is the creative person gives you things. Usually you're the first to know anything and everything. You have full access to releases first. But then depending on what you purchase, you might get some keychains and stickers. You might get, a cut of a song before it goes to the public and those kind of things. And it just allows you to support people that are in the same sector that you respect, because you're not always able to do that. Like, how many stickers does someone want to buy? Or how many times does someone get married? You know what I mean? Like, they just want to hire you once for that. And so it's called Patreon. And if you don't have one and you're a creative, I really recommend you do it, because people want to support. And maybe what you have or serve doesn't necessarily fit their style, but they want to support you. And they're like, how can I do that? Now, look, I've not been adverse. I saw that a woman that I know, her daughter put out a piece of art. Wasn't necessarily my style of art, so I just sent her $50. I'm like, hey man, that's super cool, right? And if she wants to donate something that she's doing to a charity or whatever, consider it paid for. So you can send people money. I mean, this is how people stay doing what they're doing, and nothing wrong talking about money. You know what I mean? We have podcasts, we talk about money. It's just energy, it's a good currency. What about for you, Deshaun? Is there, anything around having to have that balance of what you want, what your dream is, and other obligations that you have that you can share with people that make it easier or not, or any tricks to that trade?
Yeah, so for those who don't know, I am married. I have two children. They're 5 and 3 years old, two boys. And it's so cool to be able to build, with them and then also for them. It's not easy, I'll be honest and tell you there. I get asked all the time, like, hey, are you like doing this full time yet? Like DJing? And the answer is no. I have four mouths to feed. And that's okay. And I love that because it just makes me hungry out there. I heard this saying, it's like nothing makes you want to build your own business than working for somebody else, if that makes sense. And to me, it's like, yeah, I sell commercial flooring for my full-time job, but being able to build my side business, off hours or whatever the case may be, that's what really inspires me. And to be able to see the fruits of the labor, to be able to see the relationships, to be able to see the growth. Personally, and then also the growth from others around me, it just makes it all worth it. So, yeah, I would say definitely like it's not easy. It's not supposed to be easy, but if this is something that you dream of and you're really wanting it, then go for it, and things will make room for you along the way, 100%.
Right on, right on. Thank you for sharing that. I mean, I can relate to that. I've, two children, and both my children were raised in an entrepreneurial house. And, we didn't, the dining room table was full of paper a lot of the time. I'm like, we're eating on the couch, you know what I mean? I think about my daughter's first job, was in my aromatherapy company, pouring oils and labeling. And, I don't know what we paid her, but it was fair, but it was the family rate, I'm sure. She didn't have to like check out for lunch, she just kind of went and she's like, I'm done working for the day. And we're like, oh, okay. So anyways, super, it's really cool. And I think that when children are in an entrepreneurial house, I think there's a sense of freedom and creativity that allows them to dream big as well. I think entrepreneurship is one big cool dream journey, Yeah, right on. Well, let's Guys, I know that there's lots more to talk about, and I can't wait to, check in again maybe in 6 months or so. But as we're wrapping up, tell people where they can reach you and maybe share with us one thing. And we talk about taking the mission has risks to it. So what's one of the riskiest things that you've ever done in your business? And what is one of the coolest things that's ever happened? May not be from taking that risk, but we're going to have everywhere in the show notes for people to reach you, but what's one of the riskiest things that you ever did? And it may not correlate to this, but what's one of the coolest things that's ever happened? Maybe it's someone you met. Maybe it was an epiphany that you had. But Deshaun, let's start with you because you kind of shook your head a little bit. I hit a nail on the head. Ocean, think about the answers to those.
Okay, I like this. I would say the riskiest thing or the most challenging thing that I've done was hiring a business coach. And I've been working with my business coach for the past 2 years. I doubled my business revenue in 2024 from 2023. And that was the reward right there. Just staying consistent with my business coach, being consistent, listening and applying, not just saying, hey, this feels good. I love that we get the opportunity to talk, but actually applying what my business coach is, implanting in my head there. And the results, oh my goodness. I mean, again, I doubled revenue in 2024. And that just, again, with two kids and a wife, we're happy.
Right on, right on. That's great. And how about for you, Ocean? What was something that was super risky for you in this last year, and something cool that happened? Something cool.
Something cool. I think maybe both. It was like maybe the Emmys is a little bit like riskier because it was like, you don't know what you're gonna get, right? And then you don't. But it's also cool because you know that you're gonna meet some cool people. So I think it's a little bit of like a yin and yang kind of moment. It's a little bit riskier. Flying down there, sending the hats down there, all that stuff. But it was really cool, like at the end, and it was definitely worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, especially when you do things, and I know both of you do. I know Ocean, that was a marketing decision. The celebrities weren't buying that, and your investment was in multiple thousands of dollars, in a year of a business where, let's face it wasn't there. And then I know for you as well, right? Making decisions, hiring a coach. I don't know if you had the money to hire a coach, but those are some of the things that really people have to think about. They're like, I don't know if I should, and I don't know if I can. But we know by nature, if you kind of live by Branson at all, for if you don't know how, figure it out. And risk for the most part flips up in the yes. Right on, right on. Well, is there anything else that Deshaun that you want to share with the audience before we kind of sign off today?
Yeah, I would say for any of those that would like to follow me on my journey, feel free to find me on Instagram at dsmooth_2. I'm also on YouTube as well too, as the same dsmooth_2. And yeah, you can find me there and join the journey. This is awesome. Let's do it together.
Right on. Thank you so much. And Ocean, any last words?
Yeah, thanks for having us again. Yeah, follow the page natsukashi_nii. That's how you find us and find our Patreon and find the website and everything like that.
All right. Very cool. Well, gentlemen, what a pleasure to have you back. Super cool to see the progress. I look forward to, doing this again in 6 months and seeing where we're at. I think it's a beautiful thing, and congratulations to you both for the things that you've risked and rewarded. So, with that being said, thank you so much. Thank you, audience. Please share this. If you want to be sitting where these cool guys are sitting, you know what to do. This is not difficult. You go to devdrummond.com and you go to the contact page, and you're like, I want to be seen. We have all sorts of stages, whether it's podcasts, whether it's staging, whether it's summits, whether it's live events. And you will see Mission Accepted and all what we are doing heading down to the Oscars, Enchanted Gifting Lounge. We will also be on March 2nd on an incredible stage with an Oscar watching party full of people that you know if you watch TV, movies, and listen to some cool songs. And we'll be there giving out the Rising Constellation Award. And I have a funny feeling, I just saw a press release, we'll be receiving an award ourselves. So thank you so much for helping us make that possible. Thank you for being you. And if you are on a mission, stay on your mission.